Before you listen to the sermon, read Jonah chapter 3.
And
today I want to talk about the topic of repentance. And the reason I want to talk about this is twofold.
And
the first reason is that a lot of people are confused about the meaning of the word repent and repentance.
And
we need to have a good understanding of what the Bible actually says about these words and what they mean.
And
the second reason I specifically talk about it today is because this Wednesday I'll preach a sermon that will relate to this. But I don't have time to just explain everything in that one sermon.
So
today I'm laying the groundwork for the sermon from Wednesday.
Now,
so what is the confusion? What is the problem in regards to this term, repent or repentance? And the problem is that many Christians, when they hear the word repent, they think repent of your sins. Yeah, they add these words to the actual meaning
گناه توبه کردن گناه رو اضافه میکنن به توبه
into a false meaning.
و در حقیقت باعث میشه که اعتقاد غلط به وجود بیاد.
Here what happens if you enter if you insert this false meaning into other scriptures.
و اگر این معنی غلط رو و اشتباه رو تو آیات دیگه اضافه کنیم
specifically scriptures that talk about salvation
مخصوصا آیاتی که در مورد نجات صحبت میکنه
you're getting a false gospel.
اون موقع است که انجیل دروغی به دست همه رسید.
Yeah, and gospel that teaches that you need to repent of your sins in order to get saved.
انجیلی که با اعلام میکنه که شما باید از گناهانتون توبه کنید و بعد نجات پیدا کنید.
Yeah, and that is a gospel that does not save.
و اون انجیل نجات نمیده.
That's a gospel of works.
اون انجیل کاره.
Yeah, that's a gospel that depends on your side, on you.
کار تو و توبه تو
work
yeah,
the work of turning away from sin yeah, read Galatians 3:10 yeah, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse for it is written cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them
زیرا همه آنانی که از اعمال شریعت هستند زیر لعنت می باشند زیرا مکتوب است ملعون است هر که ثابت نماند در تمام نوشته‌های کتاب شریعت
Now, so what do we find in the law? Of course, there are bad things, sin that we shouldn't do. Stop doing those things. Of course, the law also tells us certain other things that we are to do. Good works.
Yeah,
but turning away from sin is a work.
گناه دور شدن، توبه کردن از گناه عمله.
Let me be clear.
بذارین روشن کنم.
I'm not against repenting of your sins.
من ضد توبه کردن از گناهتون نیستم.
We all should do this on a daily basis.
هر روزه ما باید از گناهمون
توبه کنیم. Yeah, we should make sure we live a life that is separated from the world.
هر روزه باید زندگی داشته باشیم که از دنیا جدا.
Yeah, we should walk rightly before God.
باید جلوی خداوند اونجوری که لایق خداوند هست زندگی کنیم.
What we are against is teaching that repentance is necessary in order to get saved. And it basically surprises me because there are so many scriptures that tells you that it's by faith.
Yeah.
That it's not of works.
Yeah,
I'll just give you some. Yeah. Acts 16:30-31. Yeah, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And of course the answer is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, 30 and 31. Just read them complete. I'm just quoted a little bit of it.
Yep. و ایشان را بیرون آورده گفت ای آقایان من چه باید بکنم تا نجات یابم گفتند به خداوند عیسی مسیح ایمان آور
Yeah, what must we do to be saved? Yeah, stop smoking. Stop fornicating. Stop stealing. No, none of that. What must you do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, we should stop doing these other sins. But that is not necessary for salvation to be saved. Yeah, Ephesians 2:8-9. Yeah. We all know this. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Yeah. No works, it's a gift. Yeah, salvation is not things you do. No work that you can do. Yeah, it's what Jesus Christ has done for us. And then some will say, oh, but you ignore the next verse. Yeah, because that talks about works. Okay, read verse 10. Read verse 10. Second Ephesians verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus into good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them.
زیرا که ساخته او هستیم آفریده شده در مسیح عیسی برای کارهای نیکو که خدا قبل مهیا نبود تا در آنها گام برداریم.
Yeah, so are we to do good works?
آیا باید کارهای نیکو را انجام بدیم؟
Absolutely. Yeah, we are saved unto good works.
نجات پیدا کردیم برای انجام دادن کارها.
God has things for us to do after we get saved.
برنامه‌ای داره برای زندگیمون برای بعد از نجات.
But works are not part of salvation.
اما اعمالمون قبلش ربطی به نجاتمون نداره.
It's just said that it's by faith. It's not of ourselves, not of works.
Here,
Romans 11:6. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Now it's either one or the other. Yeah, you're either saved by grace. And if that is true. Yeah, which it is. But if that is true, no works can be involved in this. Because if that would be, the Bible would be lying when it says, by grace are you saved through faith. Yeah, and if it's by works, then it is not of grace. Yeah? Yeah, and of course, nobody can keep the law, so this isn't dead end if we try to get saved by doing the law. Yeah, and it's not some grace and some works. It's only grace.
Yeah?
Romans 4:5. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justified and godly, his faith is counted for righteousness.
و اما کسی که عمل نکند بلکه ایمان آورد به او که بینیان را عادل می شمارد ایمان او عدالت محسوب.
Yeah, the guy doesn't work. Yeah, and his faith is counted for righteousness.
کار نمی کنه ایمانش براش عدالت.
And it makes me angry when people teach a false gospel. Oh, you need to do these things to go to heaven. Yeah. Get circumcised. Yeah. Oh, do these feasts. Live a good life. Repent of your sins. Get baptized so you can go to heaven. Yeah, that's a lie. And people who teach that are working for the devil.
Yeah.
Whether they know it or not. Yeah, they're leading people to hell. Yeah, so if you're sitting this morning here and you think that salvation is dependent on your performance, on your works, you need to talk with somebody from us after church and make sure you get saved today. Yeah, because it's not a works. Last verse on this, Titus 3:5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost.
Titus 3:5.
Yeah, so the idea of repentance being part of salvation is not found in the Bible.
اعتقاد داشتن این که توبه‌مون احتیاج به نجاتمون داره
not by works of righteousness which we have done
but according to his mercy بلکه طبق فیض و رحمت خدا.
Now you only end up confused on this if you have a wrong definition of what repentance.
فقط زمانی گیج میشین که اگر دیدگاه غلطی
Yeah if you actually use how the Bible defines the word repent you have no problem.
اگر کلمه توبه رو معنیشو درک کنید اون موقع است که دیگه گیج نمیشین.
Yeah it's when you start sticking in another meaning into scripture that you get into trouble.
وقتی توبه رو چند کلمه بهش اضافه میکنیم اون موقع است که به اشتباه میافتیم.
Yeah and you get contradictions when you have a wrong meaning.
اون موقع است که معنی ها با هم دیگه ضد و نقیض پیدا میکنه.
So what is the biblical meaning of the word repent or repentance?
معنی کلمه توبه چیست؟
Now it's, I will go to some scriptures but it's having a change of mind. It's rethinking something. It's deciding something different about something. Yeah, changing the way you think. Now, of course, we can also change our mind in regards to sin. That's possible.
But
we can also change our mind about other things. Go to 1 Kings. First Kings chapter 8. And we'll give you some scriptures that help you to understand the meaning of the word repent. And this is Solomon praying to God. So for verse 46. If they sin against thee, yeah, and it's talking about the people of Israel. For there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives into the land of the enemy, for far or near. Yeah, read also 46. So he's giving this condition.
What verses?
46 for now. We're going to read two more. One more.
و اگر بر تو گناه برزن، زیرا انسانی نیست که گناه نکند، و تو از آن خشمگین شده، ایشان را به دست دشمن تسلیم کنی و ایشان به سرزمین دشمن خواه دور و خواه نزدیک به اسارت برده شوند.
Yeah, so you're saying when the people have sinned,
وقتی نفر گناه
میکنه, when God is angry with them,
وقتی خداوند عصبانی میشه,
yeah, when God has punished them,
وقتی خداوند تنبیه
میکنه, they carried off the land of their enemy,
و اونها را از زمین های دشمنانشون دور.
If this is what has happened,
اگر این اتفاق افتاده,
and then they do the following and start reading the next verse 47. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, We have sinned, and we have done perversely, we have committed wickedness.
چنانچه ایشان در سرزمینی که بدان به اسیری برده شدند به خود آمده توبه کنند و در سرزمین اسیر کنندگان خود التماس کنند به تو بگویند گناه و انحراف ورزیده ایم و شریرانه رفتار کرده ایم.
Yeah, what I want to show you here is that the word rethink or bethink is used together with the word repent. Yeah, repenting means basically changing your mind, rethinking something. Yeah, and what you rethink about depends on what you see in the context.
Yeah,
and let me show you that this is what it means. Yeah.
Because
God repents more. God repents more than anybody else in the Bible. Does God sin? Of course not.
نه.
Yeah, it would be blasphemous to say that.
اگه بخوایم بگیم خدا توبه میکرده، اگه بگیم خدا گناه کرده، پس کفر گفتیم.
God does change his mind.
جدایی از گناه نیست.
God does rethink
خداوند فکرش
things.
عوض میکنه. خداوند برنامه‌ش رو شاید عوض
yeah,
کنه.
For example,
شاید خداوند راه دیگه‌ای قرار بده.
If he has told certain things to people and they change their ways, God might change his mind on what he was about to do.
اگه کسی بخواد و اون فرد راهش عوض کنه و به یه سمت دیگه بره،
Now,
شاید خداوند تصمیمش از زندگی اون فرد در موردش عوض کنه. مسیر زندگیش رو عوض کنه براش.
Jonah, we read before, Jonah 3.
یونس فصل 3.
And in verse 9 and 10 we have an example of this.
یه نمونه‌ای از این موضوع رو صحبت می‌کنه.
Yeah. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that he perish not? And God saw their works and they turned from their evil way and God repented of the evil that he had said he would do unto them and he did it not.
کسی چه داند شاید خدا منصرف شده به رحم آید و خشم تند خیش باز دارد تا هلاک نشویم چون خدا عمل آنان را دید و اینکه چگونه از راه‌های بد خیش بازگشتند منصرف شده، بلایی را که بدان تهدیدشان کرده بود بر سرشان نیاورد.
کلمه منصرف و توبه در زبان اصلی کتاب مقدس دو تا شکلیه.
Yes, so who's repenting in verse 9?
کی داره منصرف شده؟ کی توبه کرده؟
God is repenting.
خداوند.
Yeah. He reconsiders, he rethinks what he was planning to do.
در مورد یه چیز دیگه برنامه‌ریزی کرده.
And of course, in a response to what the people in Nineveh were doing.
و در کاری که مردم نینوا انجام میدادن، خدا منصرف شد از این کاری.
Now, if you would want to fill in repent of your sins when you read the word repent, God will be sinning.
اگر این کلمه رو بخوای معنی از گناه در نظر بگیری، اینجا خدا گناه کرده بوده که توبه کرده.
Not as also verse 10, because not as also verse 10.
آیه 10 رو دقت کنید.
The people are turning away from
words in Farsi.
Oh, okay. The people are turning away from their evil way.
خود مردم از راهشون رو جدا میکنه از مسیری که دارن.
Yeah, and in Farsi it's the same word, so there won't be confusion there.
و چون تو فارسی منصرف شدن رو استفاده کرده، شما گیج نمیشید. اما در
زبان های دیگه
همون کلمه توبه رو
استفاده کرده. God saw their works.
اما خداوند اعمالشون رو دید.
Yeah. Repenting or turning away from sin is a work.
و در حقیقت جدایی از گناه، دور شدن از گناه، عمله، کاره.
I don't know how this one works out, but I do want to make the comparison because some people.
نمیدونم زبان فارسی آیا شما همین کلمه رو دقت می‌کنید یا نه، اما تلاش می‌کنم که براتون معنی
بده. Oh, this is Old Testament and in the New Testament the word repent means something else.
معنی توبه با عهد جدید و معنی توبه فرق کرده.
Go to Psalm 110.
مزمور 110.
Psalm 110 verse 4.
آیه 4 رو بخونید.
The Lord had sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever, the order of Melchizedek.
خداوند سوگند خورده و نظرش را تغییر نخواهد داد که تو جاودان کاهن هستی در رتبه
ملکیزدک. Okay. So it has used the word repent there.
و نظرش رو تغییر دادن.
And it is quoted in the New Testament in Hebrews 7.
عبرانیان 7 همین آیه رو تکرار میکنه.
We're looking forward to the Old Testament to be finished. Hebrews 7. And read verse 21, which is a quote, and it uses the exact same words.
Yep.
For those priests were made without an oath, but with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
زیرا ایشان بی قسم کاهن شدند، اما این با قسم از او که به وی میگوید خداوند قسم خورد و تغییر اراده نخواهد داد که تو کاهن ابدی هستی و رتبه ملکیزدک.
Yeah, it's the same words. Yeah.
تغییر اراده و توبه یک کلمه هست.
And it means by rethinking something, changing your mind about something.
تغییر اراده در حقیقت همون معنی توبه رو.
Yeah, turning from a false belief or if it's related to salvation to a true belief. Yeah, changing your mind. Now, if somebody comes to you and says, hey, you need to repent of your sins to be saved.
And
of course, you can take them to these scriptures. Yeah, that help you have a good idea about what the meaning of that word is. Or you can just ask them, show me in the Bible where it says that. Where in the Bible does it say that I need to repent of my sins to be saved? Yeah. And the answer is, it is nowhere. Now, let me give you some scriptures that sometimes are brought up. Go to Mark 1, verse 15. Mark 1, verse 15. And saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
می گفت زمان به کمال رسیده و ملکوت خدا نزدیک است. پس توبه کنید و به انجیل ایمان بیاورید.
And I'll say, you see, it says repent and believe.
توبه کنید و ایمان بیاورید.
Yeah, so you need to repent of your sins, and that's part of the gospel.
اگر توبه کنید از گناهانتون در مرقس 15.
But wait a minute. I do not see repent of your sins there.
من توبه از گناه
I just see the word repent.
فقط میگه کلمه توبه.
Yeah, and when you use the biblical meaning of the word repent, that it is to rethink, yeah, to change your mind, then it makes perfectly sense. Yeah, it's changing your mind, yeah, about the truth,
حقیقت خداوند چیزی که فکر اون بود حالا یه چیز دیگه هستن اون قدم ایمان رو برمیداریم
yeah, those who are unbelievers
کسایی که غیر ایمان دارن
need to change their thinking
باید روش فکرشون رو عوض کنن
and go from unbelief to believing the gospel that saves
ایمان برسن به انجیلی که اونها رو نجات
yeah, the role of repentance in salvation
روش توبه از طریق نجات
is that you need to change your mind
اینه که ما باید نظرمون رو عوض کنیم
because you have wrongly believed about salvation or the truth.
Yeah?
If you have believed in the past that you had to do works to be saved,
you believed
wrongly about salvation. You need to repent, rethink, change your mind about that, and now believe rightly about salvation.
Yeah.
And what the Bible says, that it's by faith.
Yeah.
Which we just, which are literal more than 200 verses you can point to in the Bible. Yeah, when the Bible talks about salvation, it's never talking about that you should stop smoking or stop stealing or stop whatever sin. It always has to do with you changing your mind on something. Yeah, when we talk with people, when we go soul winning, yeah, we helping people to change their minds by telling them the truth. And if they turn, if they change their minds and believe, they get saved. Go to Matthew 21. Matthew 21, 32. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him. And ye, when you had seen it, repented not afterward, that ye might believe him.
زیرا که یحیی از راه عدالت نزد شما آمد و بدو ایمان نیاورد. اما با جیران و فاحشه ها بدو ایمان آوردند و شما چون دیدید آخر هم پشیمان نشدید تا بدو ایمان
آوردند. And the context here is Jesus addressing the Pharisees, the religious leaders.
اون اعتقادی که می‌بینیم که عیسی مسیح با فریسیان و معلمین مذهبی
داره صحبت می‌کنه
و داره به اونها میگه
he's talking about that John has been preaching
یوحنا صحبت کرده یحیی موعظه
کرده and of course we know what John was preaching, we'll come back to that later, but he was pointing people to the one who will come after him, Jesus.
یحیی داشته معرفی می‌کرده و جدا رو آماده می‌کرده.
What's the difference that Jesus is pointing out?
بعد از اون میومده و تفاوت این که عیسی مسیح چی رو میگه در موردش
What's the difference that Jesus is pointing out here? You have the religious leaders that believe not. And you have the publicans and harlots that did believe.
و اونهایی رو که ایمان داشتن شاید مردم عادی و حتی خانمهای خراب توشون
بود. And he tells them, after you had seen the publicans and harlots believe, yeah, your religious leaders,
بعد از اینکه دیدید و قبول کردید که گناه
you should have repented.
اون کسایی که شما راههای غلطی داشتید، خانمهای
you should have
خراب بودید،
retort what you believed.
کارهای دولتی انجام میدید.
You should have
توبه کنید.
Reconsidered.
کارتون رو عوض کنید. و نظرتون رو و فکرتون رو عوض کنید.
You should have reconsidered what you
believe. دوباره فکر دیگه و ایمان جدید بیارید.
So that you might stop smoking.
که دیگه سیگار نکشید.
So that you might stop fornicating.
دیگه زنا نکنید.
No. So you might believe.
که در حق ایمان داشته باشید.
Yeah. Go a few verses back. 28-29. Matthew 21. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons. And he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went.
اما چه گمان دارید؟ شخصی را دو پسر بود. نزد نخستین آمده گفت ای فرزند امروز به تاکستان من رفته به کار مشغول شد. در جواب گفت نخواهم رفت. اما بعد پشیمان گشته رفت.
What does this son do? He just changed his mind. And he decided to go in the end. Go to Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter
3,
read verses 2 and 3.
Annas
and Caiaphas, being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
کلام خدا به یحیی پسر زکریا در بیابان نازل شده به تمامی حوالی اردن آمده به تعمید توبه به جهت آمرزش گناهان موعظه
So here you have it.
اینجا داریمش.
John was preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
Surely. Yeah,
you need to turn from your sins to be saved.
شما باید از گناهانتون دور شید تا نجات پیدا کنید.
Now, first of all, that is inconsistent with all the other verses we already looked at.
همه این آیه با بقیه آیاتی که نگاه کردیم کاملا عین هم نیست.
A second, where does it say that you are to repent of your sins to be saved?
از گناهانتون توبه کنید.
Nowhere. Yeah. If we would use the biblical definition of repentance, it would make sense.
Yeah.
John was preaching
for
people to change their mind, to rethink some things.
اعتقادتون رو عوض کنید.
In order to get saved and have remissions of sins.
که اون موقع نجات پیدا کنید و از گناهانتون بخشیده.
But let's the Bible explain what John actually was saying.
به یحیی چه چیزی رو میگه؟
Go to Acts 19:4.
اعمال رسولان فصل 19. Yeah, so there can no آیه 4 رو بخونید و ببینید.
So there can be no confusion about what the baptism of repentance is.
تعمید توبه یعنی چی؟
Acts 19:4. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus.
پولس گفت یحیی البته تعمید توبه میداد و به قوم میگفت به آن کسی که بعد از من میآید ایمان بیاورد، یعنی به مسیح عیسی.
Yeah, so John baptized with the baptism of repentance.
یحیی تعمید توبه میداد.
Saying unto the people.
به مردم میگفت.
Oh, you're sinful people. You need to stop sinning.
گناه.
You need to stop smoking. You need to stop stealing. No, none of that.
هیچ کدوم از این حرفا.
Saying unto the people that they should believe on him that should come after.
ایمان بیارید به آن که بعد از من میآید.
Yeah, believe on Jesus Christ.
ایمان بیارید به عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, we need to let the Bible be its own commentary.
اجازه بدیم کتاب مقدس خودش رو ترجمه کنه.
Yeah, comparing scripture.
اجازه بدیم آیه رو
Yeah, that which is spiritual with spiritual.
اجازه بدیم چیزی که روحانیه، چیز روحانی رو باز کنه.
Yeah, what's my goal today?
هدف امروز از موعظه‌ام
to show you from the Bible what the Bible teaches on repentance.
که کلام خداوند در مورد توبه چه درسی به ما میده.
And we saw that it has to do with changing one's thinking.
توبه در فکر عوض کردن یه چیز.
Or to turn from a belief to another belief.
از غیر ایمانداران به ایمان رسیدن.
Yeah, and we saw that God repents more than anybody else in the Bible.
خداوند بیش از هر کسی توبه میکنه.
Yeah, so the word repentance itself has nothing to do with sin.
کلمه توبه تنهایی هیچ ربطی به گناه نداره.
Of course it's possible to turn from sins.
بله، میشه توبه از گناه هم کرد.
But the context should tell you where we're turning from, where we change our minds. Mind over.
باید فکر کنیم و بدونیم که اون کلمه توبه در مورد چیست، عوض شدن از چی.
Nowhere in the Bible you will find that you need to repent of your sins to be saved.
توبه به گناه همیشه نچسبیده. بستگی به موضوعش داره.
That's heresy.
و اگه قبول داشته باشی برای ایمان فقط باید توبه از گناه کنی، کفر گفتی در حقیقت.